Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, let's get Janet on here because she's getting married to a guy that has a 14-year-old daughter who's not the greatest role model for her own 12-year-old daughter. And she's asking for advice on exactly how to handle that. This is a tough one here. Hey, Janet, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, do tell.
Well, I mean, like you said, I'm getting married, and I'm so madly in love with him. I am so excited. We've been together for 2 years, and we just, it's meant to be. It's who we're supposed to be with, you know? But now, it's just kind of a little rocky, because his daughter and my daughter, you know, they get along, but his daughter is just kind of going through a little bit of a rough patch, and I don't really know how to proceed with my daughter. Her attitude is starting to follow.
So the more your 12-year-old hangs out with his 14-year-old, you can feel this shift in attitude?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because I really see it when his daughter goes to his ex's house. She's very unsupervised. She's allowed to go on all the apps, TikTok. There's apps that I've never even heard of that she's on, Snapchat, like Be Real, et cetera. I don't know. I'm sure there are tons that I've never heard of. All I know is that she's in this mindset that she can do whatever she wants, say whatever she wants, watch whatever she wants. And now my daughter is trying to follow suit. And I put a lot more rules on my daughter. And now she sees this and she's fighting back. And every time I try to bring this up to my fiance, he gets very defensive for his own daughter, which I understand. And it's just a very sensitive subject. And now my concern, I don't really know how to bring this up and how to set rules and restrictions that my daughter will even follow.
Man, this is a tricky one.
This is complicated.
Tough. Let's go to the smart people. Bert Show fam. 1-855-BERT Show.
Because undoubtedly somebody has been in this exact same situation.
Oh, no. People are obviously always going to be defensive of their child. And if he is not going to receive any of what you are trying to explain, I really don't know what you do. Because if y'all can't meet in the middle to try to figure out a way that is going to work for both kids, should you even be married at that point?
People aren't defensive of their child. People are defensive of how their child reflects their parenting.
Ah.
That's good.
It could very much, because it's like, I think they can kind of, certain instances, yes, for sure. But in an instance like this, if you start pointing things out, it's not about what the kid is doing wrong. It's what I'm doing wrong as a parent.
Got it.
To enable this behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they get real personal and defensive and, you know, become difficult.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I've never really had to deal with like that pre-teen or teen girl thing, which I understand is very different than boys.
It is, so, and the hormones. And especially because you're saying like your daughter's very impressionable and she worries about what other people think, at least per the email that you had sent us. I would just, if I was in your shoes, I would have constant conversations with my daughter. And this is not to call out your stepdaughter's behavior, but just to reiterate the behavior you want to see in your daughter. Mm-hmm. And I do think it's a conversation you have to have with your soon-to-be husband. And that's where I worry, where like, you know, you you putting him, you calling him out for his daughter's behavior, I don't want him to get defensive, but I do feel like parameters and house rules need to be established that are going to benefit the entire family.
Right. And I wouldn't say it's calling him out because he's a great father.
Yeah.
It really is when she's mm-hmm. not in our house.
Mm-hmm.
And how can he have any sort of say when it's her rules, the mother, the ex-wife?
And as somebody who, I have a friend who's got a daughter this, like 14, and she and her ex-husband are not co-parenting well, and she has no control over what she does in her ex's mm-hmm. house. And I don't know what you do in that situation.
Let's try to get you some quick.
And that's kind of what this is.
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa, good morning. You are on The Burt Show. You have some advice here for Janet?
I don't even know if I have advice, but I went through that. I did not have a child. My ex-husband had a child, and he was 12, 13, and we divorced because of the child. Oof. Because the child was very disrespectful, unruly, got in trouble at school. I'm a school teacher, so I was trying to give him advice on what to do with the child and help him at school with discipline and so forth. But the father did not, in his own words, did not want to be seen as the bad guy because he was trying to co-parent with the child's mother.
Yeah.
So it was like good cop, bad cop, and he wanted to be the good cop. So his child was actually coming into our bedroom. We moved into my house when we got married. So it felt like my house, even though it is our house, I had been there 20 years. And when we were not at home, his son would come in the bedroom and go through the drawers and steal money, take things. And my ex-husband would never hold his son responsible. And that made me feel bad because I'm an adult in my own home.
Sure.
And there's a child who had free reign. There were actually no boundaries whatsoever. So it was the child. And not even the child. It wasn't about the child. It was about my ex-husband not being able to parent because he was so concerned about being the good parent and wanted to be liked because he wanted the son to come and live with us.
Sure.
And I told him we were not ready for that at all because I was not able to provide any discipline. I was not able to say, no, you can't do this. Yes, you can do that. And his father was always, yes, 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 which is not a good thing. But ultimately, that is exactly what led to our divorce.
Thank you, Lisa. All right, so you got that going for you, Janet. most of the calls coming in, unfortunately, don't have a lot of advice, but it's kind of saying the same thing. Like, your marriage is kind of in the balance right now. Like, this is a really, really big issue. Unfortunately, I don't have anything here with direct, like, advice for you except... When we get stuff like this, it's normally like, I say, you need to see a therapist about that, man, a professional.
And Janet, I hate to 100%. Tell you, a majority of the people on the line are like, this is not going to end well.
Yeah, you need to nip this in the bud now, and you need to do it with a professional, Janet, before you lose your marriage.
Yeah, it's a serious thing. I mean, she's in an age where this could change her life, the course of her life, mm-hmm. and my daughter's. So it is a very serious situation.
For sure. For sure. All right. Good luck, Janet. Let us know how it goes. All right.
Thank you so much.
I wish we had better advice for you, but
I know. I
based
feel so
on
bad.
These calls, this man, like, one. Yeah, this thing is teetering right now. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.